Your body makes more decisions in a single day than you will consciously make in your entire lifetime. This miracle happens within your immune system, not the simple security system scientists once imagined, but a breathtaking biological masterpiece of interlocking subsystems in constant flux. Daniel Davis's The Beautiful Cure reveals how our immunity responds not just to germs, but to stress, sleep, aging, and even our mental state. This understanding has revolutionized medicine, creating breakthrough treatments for cancer, autoimmune diseases, and infections that were once considered impossible. The immune system's story begins with a mystery. In 1989, immunologist Charles Janway confronted what he called his field's dirty little secret. Vaccines only worked well with chemical additives called adjuvants, but nobody understood why. This puzzle had ancient roots, from the first clinical immunity trial in 1721, where six condemned prisoners received smallpox inoculations and royal pardons, to Edward Jenner's cowpox breakthrough in 1796. Janway proposed a revolutionary idea. Our immune system needs two signals to activate, detecting something foreign and recognizing specific patterns unique to germs. Though initially dismissed, this insight predicted the existence of pattern recognition receptors that would transform our understanding of how immunity begins. Ralph Steinman investigated how the body determines when to mount an immune response, leading to his discovery of dendritic cells, unusual star-shaped cells with fine moving projections first observed by Paul Langerhans a century earlier, who mistook them for nerve cells. Despite their rarity, Steinman recognized their importance. Isolating these cells required developing a complex process involving density separation, exploiting their glass adherent properties, and multiple centrifugation steps. Many scientists initially dismissed Steinman's claims as rediscovered macrophages. Through persistent research, he proved their uniqueness. His student Mikkel Nusenzweig demonstrated that dendritic cells were 100 times more effective than macrophages at activating T cells. Dendritic cells proved to be the crucial link between innate and adaptive immunity, capturing fragments of invaders and presenting them to T cells, essentially showing the adaptive immune system what to target and completing our understanding of immune coordination. In summer 1956, Gene Lindemann and Alec Isaacs discovered interferon, a protein released by infected cells to warn neighbors about viruses. Their finding faced harsh skepticism, with critics calling it misinterpretin. Lindemann's career suffered when his former boss claimed credit, while Isaacs died at 45 under professional pressure. Interferon research revived when Ion Gresser discovered its cancer-fighting potential in mice. Carrie Cantell developed a method to produce interferon from human white blood cells, and Charles Weissman isolated the interferon gene. When Weissman's team announced bacterial production of interferon in 1980, Schering Plough's stock jumped 20%. Despite market enthusiasm, interferon showed limited clinical success, with only a small percentage of cancer patients responding. Scientists later identified multiple interferon types and similar molecules called cytokines, the immune system's hormones that coordinate responses to threats. Almost all human cells can detect invaders through pattern recognition receptors and produce interferon. Other cytokines regulate various immune functions. IL-1 extends neutrophils' lifespan, IL-2 activates natural killer cells against cancer, while IL-10 dampens inflammation to prevent autoimmune reactions. This network of molecular messengers orchestrates immune responses throughout the body. Sir Mark Feldman theorized that autoimmune diseases result from cytokines creating self-perpetuating inflammatory cycles, leading to a breakthrough rheumatoid arthritis treatment. A 1992 clinical trial showed remarkable results, with patient 8 progressing from painful movement to running joyfully. Clinical trials confirmed anti-TNF antibody reduced inflammatory cytokines and decreased immune cell infiltration in joints, working most effectively when combined with methotrexate. While the initial sepsis treatment failed, the antibody, Remicade, succeeded so impressively that Johnson & Johnson acquired it for $4.9 billion in 1999. By 2012, anti-TNF therapies generated $9.3 billion annually, helping at least 1.8 million people worldwide with conditions including Crohn's disease, psoriasis, and ankylosing spondylitis. Despite limitations, weakening immune defenses, ineffectiveness in 40% of arthritis patients, and managing rather than curing disease, it demonstrated antibodies' potential as medicines. This breakthrough represents one of medicine's greatest recent achievements, precisely targeting specific molecules driving disease rather than broadly suppressing the immune system, working with our natural defenses rather than against them. In 1996, Daniel Davis discovered that heating cancer cells made them more vulnerable to natural killer cells by displaying stress-inducible proteins, a connection with ancient roots appearing in the 3,000-year-old Edwin Smith papyrus. Fever is a critical evolutionary adaptation. Even cold-blooded animals seek warmth when infected. It fights infection by inhibiting pathogen replication while enhancing immune function, triggered when pathogens signal the hypothalamus to raise body temperature. The immune and nervous systems maintain constant dialogue through cytokines and hormones. This connection led to cortisone's discovery when physician Philip Hench observed arthritis patients improve during jaundice or pregnancy. When tested, cortisone enabled a woman with debilitating arthritis to go shopping just days later. Prolonged stress weakens immunity through sustained cortisol elevation. Studies show stressed individuals experience worse infections, slower healing, and diminished vaccine responses, making stress the lifestyle factor with the strongest evidence for impacting immunity. Our bodies operate on a 24-hour circadian rhythm established 2.5 billion years ago. This cycle governs key biological processes: deepest sleep at 2 a.m., lowest body temperature at 4:30 a.m., peak testosterone at 8:30 a.m., fastest reaction time at 3:30 p.m., and highest blood pressure at 6:30 p.m. Immune responses fluctuate throughout the day, with both mice and humans showing stronger immune function during rest periods than during activity. Our timing system consists of multiple synchronized clocks. The master clock, about 20,000 nerve cells in the hypothalamus, orchestrates this system while taking cues from specialized eye cells. Even individual tissues and cells maintain their own rhythms, including nuclei-free red blood cells. Space travel severely disrupts these rhythms. Astronauts experience alternating 45-minute periods of sunlight and darkness, often requiring sleep medication. Blood samples reveal significant immune disruption, including altered cell distribution and decreased T-cell responsiveness. Understanding these daily rhythms enables more effective treatments. Asthma patients receiving one steroid dose between 3 to 5:30 p.m. showed results comparable to four daily doses, while morning vaccinations produced stronger immune responses than afternoon ones. The immune system employs multiple strategies: distinguishing self from non-self, detecting pathogen patterns, responding to damage signals, and maintaining tolerance to beneficial microbes, complexity shaped by billions of years of evolution. Each person's immune system is unique, with even identical twins' profiles diverging through different life experiences. Our immune identity forms through responses to infections, stress, and environmental encounters, revealing us as adaptive beings in constant dialogue with our surroundings. The immune revolution has transformed medicine with treatments that work with our natural defenses rather than against them. From cancer immunotherapies to autoimmune treatments, we've learned to harness our body's protective mechanisms. As we decode immunity's complexity, we gain insights not just into healing disease, but into what makes us fundamentally human, a living tapestry of cellular decisions that define our identity.